Chapter 6. Penumbra. Oh, I couldn't believe that Miles had trusted me enough to give me a real solo mission. Sure, I had gone up against supervillains on my own before, but only until someone else showed up to help me. I had taken on Swallow in the park yesterday, but he had been pretty easy to handle by myself. Still, maybe that was enough to give Miles more confidence in me, and that was why I was about to take on Hurricane by myself. I couldn't let Miles down. Not now that I finally had such a good chance to impress him. Well, I guess that I had already impressed him or he wouldn't have let me hang around with all the rest of them. That was one of the things I liked the most about Miles. That he always spoke his mind, so I never had to wonder if he meant what he said. He was brutally honest, but it meant that I didn't have to wonder whether or not I was valuable to him. Of course, I still wondered exactly how valuable I was. I wanted to be valuable to him as more than just Penumbra. So when he thought about me, he would think about more than just my levitation powers and my ability to change the mass and density of different objects. I wanted him to think of me as a woman the same way he thought about Dynamo, but I didn't know if that would ever happen. Miles wasn't exactly a one-woman kind of man, and Dynamo knew that as much as anybody did. But even though I had practically thrown myself on him, he had never responded the way that I wanted him to. Maybe he didn't think I was hot enough. And maybe, at least compared to Dynamo, I wasn't. As I floated along toward the last known location of the villain Hurricane, I glanced down at my sleek, short black dress and my knee-high boots that hugged my slender legs. No, it couldn't have anything to do with my looks, because even though I might not look like Dynamo, I knew that I looked good. And besides, everybody liked blondes, right? I shook my head and forced myself to focus on my upcoming fight. Right now, it didn't matter what Miles thought about my appearance, because at the moment, I just needed to impress him with my performance. That was the most important thing for him, and I sure as fuck didn't want to disappoint him or, even worse, have to call for backup. I could handle Hurricane on my own. I knew that I could, because otherwise Miles would never have sent me to take him down on my own. He knew what the fuck he was doing, so I would just have to trust that and stay focused until my fight was over. I was glad that Miles could see how much my powers had grown since I joined up with him. It was so different from my time with the Shadow Knight that I didn't even know how to compare them. For one thing, Slade never let me do anything, and that was mostly because he thought my powers were fucking useless. He barely ever let me help him when he went up against different supervillains, so he sure as hell would never have sent me on a solo mission. But Miles had seen the potential of my powers as soon as he met me, and I had grown by leaps and bounds since then. Ever since I started to wear the gauntlets that Miles designed for me, I had grown more and more comfortable with my own powers, and I had finally started to figure out just how powerful I had always been. I had just never had anybody help me to see that before. But between Miles and Dynamo, I had really discovered how to harness my own powers. I realized that I could actually make a difference, and now that I was free of the Shadow Knight and all his ridiculous rules about how we should let even the worst supervillains live, I felt like we might really be able to make Greyville a safer place to live. Of course, that would only matter if we stopped Maniac in time. Still, I knew that Miles had a plan for that, just like he always had a plan for everything. So I just needed to hold on my end of things so we could all move on to the next phase. I just hoped that we would be able to take down the Maniac without having to get too close to him. Of all the supervillains in Greyville, he creeped me out the most. And the obsession that Shadow Knight had with him always made my skin crawl. I had read enough about the Maniac's murders to know that every time the supervillain killed someone, he tried to make it a little more gruesome and drawn out than his last murder. But every time the Shadow Knight had heard about the latest attack, he just became more protective than ever of the Maniac. At least I knew that I definitely didn't have to worry about that with Miles. As soon as he caught the Maniac, he would kill him, and then the citizens of Greyville would finally be safe from the asshole who had terrorized them for years. I increased my pace as I reached the outskirts of downtown. My target had last been spotted at a construction site around here, so I knew that I would have to be careful if I didn't want all of this to go very badly. After all, Hurricane's main superpower was his control over the wind, and a construction site would give him plenty of ammunition to work with and toss around to cause the most damage possible. I just couldn't let it get that far. Once I started to float down the main road downtown, it didn't take very long to figure out exactly where the construction site was. Half the people that I came across fled past me, and the other half hurried along with me as each of them tried to shout and tell me what was happening. But even as I nodded and waved at them, I floated a little high into the air so I could see the scene for myself. "You'll help them, right?" a woman called up to me.
"Of course she will!"
another man shouted.
"She's Penumbra, and she's the one who's been working with Evil Genius!"
"Please, you gotta stop him!" someone else yelled. "I'm working on it," I muttered, but I just smiled and waved to try and seem reassuring. Of course, the scene ahead didn't make me feel particularly reassured myself. The construction site was actually just one side of a high-rise hotel building. The bottom few stories had permanent scaffolding in place, where workers were repairing the walls, and there were tarps and plastic sheets that covered most of the windows. But none of that was the cause for concern. Instead, it was the long scaffolding that had been lowered down from the roof to about the 20th story. One of the cables had been blown loose from the roof, and now the scaffolding flipped and spun midair. And it was clearly only a matter of time before the other cable snapped and dropped all the way down to the ground. And that would be bad for the four workers who were desperately clinging to the end of the scaffolding. I immediately floated toward them, but I continued to look around me for any signs of Hurricane. I was sure that he had knocked the scaffolding loose, so he had to be somewhere around here. And I definitely didn't want him to surprise me. There was a crowd of people watching below, and the last thing that I needed was for Hurricane to suddenly blow debris in their direction to take them all out before I even spotted him. "Get those people back!" I shouted to the cops below. To their credit, the police officers at the scene immediately started trying to herd all the civilians and reporters away from the hotel. They weren't completely successful because there were a few stubborn-ass reporters who found a way past the police line, but for the most part, they cleared the area just around the hotel, so the only civilians that I really had to worry about were the four workers on the loose scaffolding. Just as I almost reached the terrified construction workers, I heard Hurricane before I even saw him. There was a sound like thunder and rain from a ladder on a balcony below me, and when I twisted midair to face the noise, I saw a blurred form whip straight toward me. There was a human figure in the middle of the whirling cloud, but he moved too fast for me to lock onto. So instead, I floated one of the construction ladders up and launched it straight into the middle of the spinning cloud. The whirlwind instantly stopped moving, and a man fell out of the cloud and plunged to the ground below. He caught himself up in another spinning cloud just before he hit the pavement, but then he spun away to somewhere that I couldn't see him anymore. I would deal with him in a minute. Right now, I just wanted to get these four workers to safety so then I could focus all of my attention on the spinning supervillain. I floated a little closer to the loose scaffolding, but I kept far enough away that it couldn't accidentally slam into me. It had already shattered one of the hotel windows, and now it continued to jerk back and forth so wildly that it was impossible to predict its next move, especially if Hurricane came back and had anything to say about it. "It's gonna be okay!" I shouted to the workers, but I wasn't sure that they could hear me over the sound of the sirens below and the wind all around us. I held up both my gauntlets to face the scaffolding and started to lighten its mass. I thought about just floating the workers up away from the scaffolding and taking them all the way down to the ground below, but I didn't think I could float four people at once when they were panicked and wouldn't know what was happening to them. The only reason that I had been able to float Miles, Norma, and Dynamo at the same time before was because they knew what to expect, so they could be cooperative. I didn't think it was fair to expect these four terrified construction workers to play along when they suddenly found themselves floating up away from the scaffolding. Besides, it would have required them to release their death grip on the rails, and there wasn't enough time for me to explain everything to them. Instead, I just locked onto the scaffolding and concentrated on floating it away from the building. At least then it wouldn't slam into the side of the hotel and knock the workers loose. Once I felt like I had good control over it, I dropped one hand so I could be ready for Hurricane's return. And then I used my other hand to keep my hold on the scaffolding as I slowly began to float it down toward the pavement 20 stories below. As soon as the workers realized that the scaffolding had floated away from the building, they stopped screaming but tightened their grips even more on the rails. One of the workers had the feet dangling off the end of the scaffolding, but he didn't seem to be losing his grip, so I would just have to try to hurry and get them down to the ground as soon as possible. When I had floated them down to about the 10th story, I heard the sound of thunder and rain again, but this time, Hurricane struck a lot faster. I didn't even see him coming. Instead, I just felt a gust of wind ram into me like it was a fucking 18-wheeler, and I spun backwards through the air at the same moment I dropped my hold on the scaffolding. As the air filled with screams from the workers and from the people still down below, I felt my body flip end over end as I tried to steady myself against the force of the wind. The next moment, my feet faced the ground. I forced my mass to become much denser and heavier, so the wind from Hurricane was no match for my suddenly dense mass. I instantly became still in the middle of all his gusts. But just as I started to congratulate myself, I looked over to see that the scaffolding was just about to slam into the pavement and its workers didn't have any control over their landing. I sent all of my attention toward the scaffolding and began to levitate it. And while Hurricane tried to figure out what the fuck I was doing, I floated both the scaffolding and myself all the way down to the asphalt. There were only a few inches between the scaffolding and the pavement, and I wanted to be careful when I set it down the rest of the way. But I knew that Hurricane would recover from his surprise at any moment, and that meant the workers had to get off the scaffolding as fast as possible. "Hurry!" I shouted to the workers. "Get off now!" I let the scaffolding settle down the last few inches until it rested on the road, and as soon as it sank down the rest of the way, a team of cops rushed forward to help the four construction workers off the scaffolding before Hurricane blew it into the air again. As soon as I was sure that the workers were safe and on their way to the paramedics, I looked back up into the air to try to spot Hurricane. The gust of wind that had knocked into me had come from my right, so he must have blown himself into the air long enough to attack me, and then he had dropped back down to some kind of hiding place. I started to float back up into the air again. I didn't want him to catch me so close to the cops or the civilians, so if he wanted to fight me, it would just be between me and him. Unlike the Shadow Knight, I wasn't about to inflict a fuck ton of collateral damage on the city just to make sure that I brought in my target peacefully. I just wanted to kill Hurricane before he had the chance to hurt anybody else. Still, I floated up a little more slowly than I normally would have, so I had a chance to scan all the balconies and windows under the construction on this side of the hotel. The higher I rose, the more the wind gusted around me. But I wasn't sure how much of that was because I was so high up off the ground or because Hurricane was fucking with the weather. The next time I heard the sound of thunder and rain, it was right below me. So I made my mass just a little bit denser. When the blast of wind hit me, it rocked me to the side. But I didn't completely blow off course or flip head over heels like I had earlier. Of course, Hurricane was also more than ready for me now than he had been earlier. He immediately launched another gale-level wind at me, this time from my left, and I spun around like a ballerina until I realized that I was about to slam into the side of the hotel. I held out my gauntlets and thrust my feet forward so when I crashed into the hotel, my boots and hands took the worst of the impact. But thanks to Miles' gauntlets and protective footwear, I bounced right back off the side of the building and turned to face the supervillain with no damage except for a slight stinging in my palms. Hurricane was nowhere to be seen. I realized that his power must only allow him to fly up into the air when he was in the middle of a whirlwind, but the moment that the wind stopped, he had to land somewhere to avoid a sudden drop to the ground below. That was why he kept appearing and disappearing. It wasn't because he kept retreating to regroup and try again. It was because he literally couldn't stay in the air like I could. He had to take breaks before he could launch back up into the air in another blast of wind. "Okay," I muttered as I scanned all the balconies that I could see. "I can work with that. If I could time things right, then the next time Hurricane blasted me, I could make myself super dense so he couldn't blow me away. Then as soon as he saw that I wasn't moving, he would stop and try a different approach. That should give me just enough time to make myself light again, zoom in for the kill, and then make my mass dense again just before I slammed into him. It should be enough to kill him." So I hoped. So now all I had to do was get the timing right. Plus, I also had to keep him engaged so he didn't try to run away or, even worse, try to involve the civilians below in our fight. In my experience, there was always one surefire way to keep a supervillain's attention. And that was to fucking piss him off. "Hey, Hurricane!" I shouted, even though I still couldn't see him. "What's the matter? You can't even knock one skinny blonde out of the sky?" There was a slight sound of thunder from somewhere below me, but it wasn't enough for me to think that the supervillain was on the move yet. "They should have called you Breeze Boy," I called out. "Or maybe just the draft, you know, because you're like..." The sound of thunder and rain exploded up toward me, but Hurricane was faster than I expected. A gust of wind knocked me even higher into the air, and before I could recover, someone slammed into me with enough force to knock the breath out of my lungs. I spun around and floated backward as fast as I could, but it was only fast enough to see Hurricane move back down toward a balcony on the 12th story. As soon as he dropped onto the balcony, the whirlwind around him stopped, and he stepped back into the late morning shadows. I bit my lip as I tried to decide between my two options. I could either rush at him immediately now that I knew where he was, or I could retreat to another balcony and wait for him to come to me. If I attacked him now, I wouldn't risk losing sight of him again. But he would also see me coming, so that wasn't great. Finally, I decided to float up to another balcony and force the supervillain to come face me. After all, I was pretty sure that that was what Miles would do. So it had to be the best and most logical option. I zipped toward the balcony on the 15th floor and landed so that I stood on the railing. I would be able to react more quickly if I balanced here. And if I needed to get away fast, then I wouldn't be pinned against the building itself. As I balanced on the balcony railing, I tilted my head down and spotted the ladder far below. That would have to be enough of an irritation for Hurricane to come attack me. So I floated the ladder up until it reached the 10th story, and then I paused it for just a second to take a deep breath. Then I levitated the ladder right up to the 12th story and slammed it toward the last spot where I had seen Hurricane. I heard the clatter of the metal ladder against the side of the hotel, but I didn't hear any shouts or curses, so I wondered if the supervillain had already moved to somewhere else. I got my answer just a few seconds later. A whirling cloud spun toward me from out of nowhere, and this time there were flashes of lightning and little bits of hail in the wind that blew straight at me. I could just make out the figure of Hurricane himself in the middle of the windstorm, so I had a quick choice to make. I could make myself dense and stand my ground, like I had originally planned, or I could try to get the fuck out of here and then attack him from the back. In the end, I decided to do both. As Hurricane barreled toward me, I felt him send a gust of wind toward me from the center of his own personal windstorm, so I instantly made my mass so dense that the balcony railing began to crumple under my weight. The wind rushed all around me, but it didn't so much as budge me from my perch, so I just held myself steady as he threw everything that he had at me. The moment that Hurricane realized that he had knocked me backward, the wind suddenly died down, and the supervillain's windstorm started to take him back down to a balcony below, so he could regroup and then try again. I didn't intend to let him make it that far. I waited until he couldn't see me anymore, and then I lightened my mass enough that I could float again. As soon as I was airborne, I dove off the crumpled metal railing like I was taking a swan dive into an Olympic pool. I hurtled so fast toward the ground that I passed Hurricane on the 12th story's balcony just a half second later. So the moment that I saw him, I lightened my mass even more until I didn't weigh any more than a feather. Of course, when I was light as a feather, I didn't have enough density to plunge toward the ground quite so fast. And instead, I started to just drift and coast along the air currents. It gave me enough time to flip around in the air until my head was pointed up toward the sky again, and then I darted back up to the 12th story that I just passed. Hurricane was ready for me, but not nearly as ready as I was. As soon as I came into view, the supervillain stayed rooted where he was, but he sent a gust of wind toward me that should have knocked me off balance and all the way down to the waiting pavement below. I flew toward the side before the wind could hit me, and when it started to blow past me instead of through me, Hurricane let the gale collapse so he could try to redirect it toward me again. But by then, it was too late for him. I focused all my concentration on the supervillain and began to change his mass. At first, Hurricane was so busy trying to summon another gale-level wind to send toward me that he didn't even realize what was happening. But after his feet floated up above the balcony floor, he looked down and then started to kick in sheer panic. Of course, kicking was about the worst thing that he could have done to save himself. As soon as he started to kick, he lost its balance and all his control over the wind. So he just became some slightly paunchy middle-aged man who kicked at nothing but air as he rolled and flipped about in every direction. I had learned enough from Miles that I didn't even feel sorry for him. After all, anybody who became a supervillain knew damn well what they were doing. It wasn't like they signed up for some great charitable career and only later discovered that it was all a cover for something really sinister. Instead, every supervillain knew exactly what they signed up for, and it didn't really matter what their particular brand of evil was. All that mattered was that they had chosen to hurt innocent people instead of helping them, and that meant they could just go fuck themselves. While Hurricane continued to flip end over end, I floated him out over the side of the balcony until he hovered 12 stories above the asphalt. Just as I started to make his mask dense again, the supervillain managed to hold himself still for just long enough that he tried to angle his hand toward me. "Not today, asshole!" I said, and then I made his mask 10 times denser than it normally was. Hurricane plunged toward the ground. I could see him try to get a windstorm going around himself to save him from impact, but he was too heavy for his own powers to carry him upward now. Instead, the supervillain slammed into the asphalt with so much force that his body just created a man-sized crater in the street below me. I floated down several stories just so I could get a better look at the indentation in the asphalt. Mostly so I could be absolutely positive that he was dead. But when I was a little bit closer, I saw that I had nothing to be worried about. Other than the small hole in the asphalt, the only remaining traces of a hurricane were a few buckets worth of blood and 100 or so pounds of hamburger-like flesh in the crater itself. "Good riddance," I muttered. I flew back up in the air and scanned the rest of the building for any other victims of the supervillain. But everything else looked all clear. Still, I wanted to make sure that no one else was in danger of falling to their deaths, so I floated down to the closest police officer and cleared my throat. "Excuse me."
"What are you?"
The cop immediately stopped himself when he turned around and saw me.
"Oh, Penumbra! Holy shit, you are amazing!"
"Is there anyone else in the building? Does anyone else need help?"
No, it was just those workers on the scaffolding,"
the officer replied.
You were really something, you know that? You were like,
"Keep up the good work," I interrupted him when I saw a handful of reporters hurrying toward me. "I've gotta go." Before he could protest, I floated back up into the air and then darted away from the scene as quickly as I could. I heard the reporters shout questions after me, but I just ignored them and kept going until I was far enough away that I could no longer hear them. There was a time not that long ago when I would have jumped at the chance to do an interview with anyone who would have talked to me. Even if they had just wanted to interview me because I knew Shadow Knight, I would have done it in a heartbeat and never even thought about it. But that was when I still desperately wanted to be a member of the Wardens. And since those supers did more interviews and supergram posts than actual fucking superhero work, I thought that I had to do those things too, if I ever wanted to make a difference. Of course, now I knew that supergram and interviews and all of the bullshit things that the Wardens did were just that. Bullshit. I didn't actually have to do any of that to make a difference, because none of it had anything to do with being a real hero. After all, a real hero was someone who didn't do it for the fame or the followers or even the sponsorships. But at the same time, a hero wasn't someone like the Shadow Knight who was more obsessed with his own image than with the consequences of his actions. A real hero was someone like Miles. Sometimes it might not be clear to everybody else that he was a hero at all. Sometimes the Wardens and even Optimo himself would tell the whole world that he was a menace and a terrorist because sometimes the choices that he made meant he ended up looking like a villain. But at the end of the day, none of that mattered because he knew that he was trying to make the world a better and safer place, so anyone who said otherwise could just go to hell. Miles was making a difference, and I fully intended to help him for as long as he would let me. "Target eliminated," I called over the radio. "Hurricane is dead."
"Nice work,"
Miles responded immediately.
"Go back to the mansion to take a rest, and I'll let you know if any of us need assistance later."
"Thanks, Miles," I said, as I felt myself blush despite the fact that he couldn't see me. I continued to float back toward the mansion as I thought about how proud I was that I had killed Hurricane. It should have been strange and unsettling, but then again, maybe I wasn't proud just because I had killed him. Maybe it was the fact that Miles was proud of me that actually made me so pleased with myself. Besides, I knew exactly what would have happened if I had just helped the cops arrest Hurricane instead of killing him myself. I knew because I had watched the same thing happen with the Shadow Knight over and over again until I wanted to beat my head up against the wall at how senseless it all seemed. Hurricane would have broken out of jail if he hadn't been released early because of overcrowding or some bullshit lawyer's technicality. And then he would have done the same thing all over again, only this time he might have actually killed somebody. After all, I had seen his rap sheet. He had killed plenty of people before. No, it made much more sense to do things the Miles way. It made everybody safer, from the cops to the civilians, and it also meant that bad people got precisely what they deserved. I just felt lucky that I got to be a part of it. And as much as I loved Greyville, I wouldn't hesitate to leave it if Miles asked me to. I had grown up here, so I loved the city, but it had never quite felt like home. I had started to work for the Shadow Knight at about the same age that I would have gone to parties and made friends, and he hadn't allowed me to ever really spend time with people, so now even though I love the city, I didn't really have any attachments here. But even if I had, that wouldn't have stopped me from leaving. I just wanted to go wherever Miles did. I wanted to help him make a difference in the world, and I knew that as long as I was with him, I would continue to improve my abilities as a superheroine until I was damn near unstoppable. But even as I thought about all the things that I could learn and all the things that I could do with Miles, I knew that none of that was the biggest reason that I wanted to go with him whenever he left Greyville. The biggest reason was just because I was completely in fucking love with him.